As I mentioned earlier on, today we remember Pope St. Paul the VI. I want to share with you some about his historical facts, so that he was born on 26 September 1897 in northern Italy. And he was elected Pope on 21st June 1963. As I mentioned before, so he is the first Pope ever to travel to other continents, going on apostolic pilgrimage to the Holy Land, India, Colombia, the United States, Portugal, and Uganda. And Paul also continued the Second Vatican Council and shepherded it to its conclusion in 1965. After the council, Paul VI promulgated a new liturgical calendar, Missal, Breviary, and simplified rites for all the sacraments, thus impacting the lives of Catholics the world over in the personal way that few popes had ever done before. And Paul VI was also deeply immersed in the theological and moral deliberation over the church response to new technologies, making artificial means of contraception accessible and affordable to the masses. Paul's 1968 encyclical Humanae Vitae heroically restated the church perennial teaching on the immorality of using artificial means of contraception. Although Humanae Vitae was not as compelling and humanistic presentation of the church's rich teachings on married love, and would later be advanced by Pope St. John Paul II, it was replete with prophecies. Paul VI's prediction about the far-reaching and negative repercussions of the widespread use of contraceptive have all come true. So in a reflection from 5th August 1963, Paul VI, 1.5 months after his election to the See of Peter, Paul VI wrote, "I must return to the beginning, relationship with Christ. That must be the source of the most sincere humility. Leave me, for I am a sinful man, be it in availability. I will make you fishes, be it in the simple symbiosis of will and grace. For me to live in is Christ. Love for Christ and love for his church." With good reason, he could write in Pensiera alla Morte, and he said, "I pray that the Lord will give me the grace to make of my approaching death a gift of love to the church. I can say that I have always loved her, and I feel that I have lived my life for her and for nothing else." So, dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, so today's gospel reading about relationship with Peter and Jesus, about love, and he promises of love, and also Jesus gives him a big responsibility for the look after the people of God. So here is in this relationship between Jesus and Peter, he gives him the chance to reconcile. So because Jesus knows that his denial for three times. So three times here he professes his threefold denial, and then it's a three times he denial. So then, but Jesus still restores the relationship between them. So for today is what teaches us this gospel passage. So for our reconciliation. So then Jesus seeks us out and invites us to return to him. So this relationship, Peter and Jesus, so should give us confidence that when we seek reconciliation with Jesus, he forgives us completely and forever. So as Pope Francis has beautifully taught, God does not tire of forgiving us if we are able to return to him with a contrite heart. So for us to chance to reconcile us for our sins, and so that we can have a good relationship with Jesus, so that we can do our discipleship.